is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to High School Football Friday Night. John Cresip here alongside Brandon Cresip, bringing you high school football action tonight from Robert Doyle Stadium on the campus of Shelby County High School. The 8-1 Shelby County Rockets leading at the break 20-6 over the undefeated South Oldham Dragons. Second half action just a couple of moments from getting underway. And you know, while we've got a minute to talk here, Brandon, you know, you and I kind of have had a few discussions about some things football related. You know, going back to your playing career, I think, if I remember right, I remember right because I'm right most of the time. You got your first start against South Oval.
It was. I was a 150-pound, five foot eight freshman in high school, and we had a quarterback at the time.
I don't know his name. Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he's Alex Matthews. Yeah. Decides he's a runner.
Yeah.
And tries to lower the shoulder, and voila, he comes up, separated shoulder, and my number got called, and that was back before Coach Reed had gotten there.
Yep.
And the program wasn't quite what they are today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a lot of talent around me, and we went up to South Oldham and came home with a victory. So it was a fun, and it was a good first start to my career.
It was about as good as, I mean, I don't, I'm your brother, but I can remember, you know, the excitement surrounding the whole thing. And what's funny is, you know, I'll just be honest, because I can be that now, and I don't have to worry about really hurting your feelings. I don't know that we expected what we expected. I don't know that we expected a whole lot.
I didn't expect a whole lot.
Well, what's great about that is with the low expectations of that, we went up, and I think you threw like four touchdown passes. Cody Minnis, it's nice to have a guy like Cody Minnis to throw to.
Jordan Burke,
who can run past every DB in Kentucky,
right,
at that time. I don't remember the final score. We'd have to dig back in the archives for that. But I just thought that, you know, with you being on the radio tonight and that was your first start, it all kind of comes full circle, kind of a cool way.
It is.
We are approaching kickoff here. Shelby County will kick to South Oldham to start the second half as the Rockets kick team has come onto the field. Now South Oldham's return team jogs out. Shelby County will kick to the south to start this second half, leading 20-6 over the undefeated South Oldham Dragons. Deep to return, Keenan Johns for South Oldham. Josh Edwards will kick it away from his own 40-yard line, waiting for that whistle to play from the head official. There it is. Edwards approaches. High end-over-end kick toward the end zone and goes in for the touchback. A nice kick there by the senior kicker. And the Shelby County defense, who had a stellar performance in the first half, will come out to start the second half of play, leading 20-6.
And South Oldham in unfamiliar territory here, being down by two scores at the half. Let's see how they come out.
Only under 100 yards of total offense for South Oldham in the first half. They come out with a wishbone formation here. Zalby gives it to the running back between the tackles. That's number 10, Peyton George, who has a first, about a 10-yard run on first down. They're going to spot him just short of the 30. It's about nine and a half. And so Shelby County will defend against a second down and one. Three running backs in the backfield, a wide out here to the near side. Zalby under center. Stands up now, looks across the offensive line.
takes the snap, hands it off again. This is George. Bust through the line. He'll have the first down out near the 35. Spot him down at the 34-yard line, and that's a first down.
And the first adjustment you see by Jamie Reed, they come out in a wishbone formation and run it two straight times off tackle and pick up a first down.
South Oldham, traditionally the triple option is their bread and butter, and now they'll do it once again. Three running backs. Man goes in motion to the left side of the formation. Zalby takes the snap, hands it to Peyton George again up the middle. Gain of about three, maybe four. That's actually a gain of five out to the 39-yard line, and so a healthy dose of Peyton George. Where's number 10? The tailback for the Dragons. South Oldham electing to just pound it away here between the tackles. Now they'll come out here, and Keaton Martin lines up behind Zalby. He'll take it for being brought down after a short gain on second down. Maybe a two-yard run here. Let's see. Now give him three on that one to the 42-yard line. And so third down and two upcoming.
And you see there Shelby County loading the box up, putting Brandon Davis out here on an island, man-to-man coverage. Let's see if they go back to that here.
The pass did not work for Zalby in the first half, but this running the football has here with Martin lined up behind Zalby on third down and two from the 42-yard line of South Oldham. Bolden goes in motion. Zalby's going to keep it. He is brought down in the backfield for a short loss on the option keep, and that's going to bring up fourth down and a decision here for South Oldham. Trailing by two scores, Zalby goes over to Coach Jamie Reed.
They're going to keep the offense on the field here.
And this is going to be a fourth down try here for Zalby in the offense. If you're Shelby County, you got to watch for the hard count here. It is fourth and two from the 42-yard line. Martin lined up behind Zalby. Shelby County jump.
There it is.
It's happened often this season to Shelby County. And they do it here and hand the Dragons a first down with an offside penalty. They'll move the ball over the 45 to the 47-yard line on that 5-yard penalty, and it's first down Dragons. Clock moving here, already under 9 minutes to go. First and 10 from the 47. Zabi takes the shotgun snap, gives it to Martin. He's through line, and he is in a foot race to the end zone. To the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, South Oldham. And there's that man, the freshman.
And Shelby County, again, decides to load the box. And if you're vulnerable doing that, you don't have anybody in the secondary. And just like we saw there, Keaton Martin broke into the second level, and there was nobody to come down and make a tackle.
That punches a heartbeat there back into the fans of the Dragons. They're going to go for two here, and it's going to be incomplete as they tried the two-point conversion. A little bit of a trickery here, and boy, oh boy, that's a missed opportunity there, as an extra point would have made it a seven-point ball game. And try to go for two, and it fails. They throw it out here in a weird formation. Incomplete. And it's 20-12, Shelby County leading here with 8:16 in the third quarter. Step away for a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on Power 93.3.
This is Power 93.3, WXLN, a ministry of Bullock Broadcasting Company. Thanks for listening. Celebrating our 10th anniversary. Thanks for listening and supporting your hometown radio station. Power 93.3, WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Get down to your local Kubota dealer today. Jacoby Sales, where the deals have never been hotter on new Kubota tractors. Now you can get low payments for up to 60 months with 0% APR, zero down, incredible customer instant rebates, and a 6-year limited powertrain warranty on the new BX, BL, and MX tractors. There have never, ever been deals like these. Now through December 31st, 2016, call 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or go to your authorized Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Dragons kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback, and Shelby County comes out with their offense for the first time in the second half, leading 20-12 after the Dragons took the opening possession, 80 yards for the score. Tyler Drain takes the shotgun snap. He'll keep it and now pitch it out to Davis, and he'll be brought down in the backfield on the option pitch for a loss. And you know what? Big Mo is wearing white right now.
And, you know, we mentioned early in the broadcast, Shelby County came out of the game with a ton of energy. You look down on that sideline right now and you just don't really see it.
That's exactly right. And now that 5-yard loss on first down will bring up second and 15 from the Shelby County 15-yard line. Drain breaks the huddle. Rockets leading 20-12 here with 7:33 to go in the third quarter. Keon Stone comes in motion the near side. The give a fumble on the play.
Oh.
Still on the ground, and South Oldham has the first turnover of this ball game deep in Shelby County territory.
And here we go. And we have got a ball game on our hands. It looked like Tyler Drain kind of mishandled the snap a little bit, tried to pick it up, and there was three South Oldham defenders there to hop right on it.
Moorhead and Drain, yeah, couldn't decide. I think it was just the indecision maybe that led to the fumble between Moorhead and Drain. And South Oldham recovers the fumble.
And it looks like Tyler Drain is hobbling off the field a little bit. Not sure he got maybe stepped on or...
Ball spotted at the 11-yard line, maybe the 12. Because I'll be under center. Has a man bold and in motion. But gives to Martin. He'll spin back to the middle of the field. Still on his feet, grinding and pushing toward the end zone. He's down inside the 5. And he's brought down at about the 3-yard line. And South Oldham knocking on the door here once again to start this second half of play. And boy, oh boy, whatever happened in that locker room at halftime, whatever button Coach Reed pushed, needs to keep that in his back pocket for the rest of the way. 6:52 left to go here in the third quarter. Second down from the 3-yard line, and Martin is into the end zone for a touchdown, South Oldham. Keaton Martin with a 2-yard run, and South Oldham,
my oh my,
has gotten right back into this game after trailing 20-6 at halftime. They've put 12 points on the board. It's now 20-18. They bring the kicking unit on. Got one of those funny pre-snap motion formations that they run. Now they'll line up for the extra point. Here it is. The kick is low, and it's good, and it's 20-19. Shelby County with a one-point lead. 6:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Stick around. You're listening to High School Football on Power 93.3.
In Sports Rehab, we are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Dragons kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback, and Shelby County will come back out for their second possession of this third quarter after a turnover on the first possession there, B. And this game is quite a bit different now. It's just under 6 minutes gone by to start the second half.
And this is a huge drive for the Rockets offense.
Tyler Drain does come back out with the offensive unit. South Oldham fans are on their feet across the way here. Drain's going to keep it, steps upfield, makes a couple men miss, takes a few big hits before being brought down near the 27-yard line. Boy, oh boy, he rolls over. He's on his back still.
That's big 6'6", 260-pound Graham Ashkettle with the tackle.
I'm going to tell you, he is laid out down on the ground here, and boy, you could just hear it. He came and made a few guys miss, but he took a square shot right under the chin. And he's going to be tended to here by training staffs of both schools.
You're right. He kind of bounced off defenders there, and Ashkettle had a lot of momentum coming forward, and he's a big man.
Here's a senior move right here. Hayden Tedford, the senior center, realizes the situation. Comes off the sideline while they tend to Drain, grabs the backup quarterback, Colin O'Hare, who was our rapid-fire rocket on the coaches' show yesterday. And you know what? They're going to work on a few shotgun snaps here just to kind of get O'Hare prepared for going into the game. Senior move right there, Hayden Tedford. Senior night, knows his guys on the ground.
And this is a scary, scary situation here for not only the Rockets, but Tyler Drain, still down on the ground.
Well, we kind of talked about it with this game going the way it is. He's able to kind of stand up here on his own. Still has his helmet on. You know, going into the playoffs next week, you know.
Absolutely.
As much as it's on the line, or may seem like it's on the line tonight between these two schools, kind of the last thing you want to see is anybody sustain a significant injury. But Drain's going to be helped off the field here, and you just go ahead and say it. It's probably unlikely he's going to come back. And now you hand the keys to the bus to the junior backup quarterback, Colin O'Hare. He wears 15. He plays linebacker on the defense as well. Physical kid, likes to hit, says he prefers to play defense. Well, he's going to be asked to guide this offense here for the better part of the second half for Shelby County. He's going to give it to Moorhead. That's a smart decision as Moorhead picks up the first down. And before the play is blown dead, Moorhead gets over the 30 to about the 32-yard line. And so that's a nice convenience to have here for O'Hare's first snap. Moorhead picks up the first down, and the drive stays alive.
And I would expect a heavy dosage here of Caleb Moorhead, Brandon Davis, and Keon Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little bit of the pressure off of this backup quarterback.
O'Hare going to pitch it out to Davis. This is going to be a halfback pass. Davis throws it. He's in triple coverage, and this one is broken up. Boy, oh boy, that's a dangerous play.
South Oldham not fooled there.
They've run that play one other time where they gave it to Davis on the halfback pitch and tried to let Catlett run under it. The last time it was run was here at home against North Bullitt, and it was unsuccessful, that one as well. It's second down and 10 from the 32-yard line. Colin O'Hare from the shotgun. Stone comes in motion. The give is to Moorhead straight up the middle. Almost lost the football as he got to the 33, able to haul it in and go to the turf safely at about the 40 or maybe just shy of it. And a third down, yeah, they'll spot him at the 39-yard line with 5:30 to go here in the third. Rockets lead 20-19. Colin O'Hare, the backup junior quarterback in for Shelby County on third down and four. Davis goes in motion. They're going to pitch it to Davis, the high pitch, but he's going to try to get around the corner, cut up field, and boy, he's going to be close to that marker. Depends on the spot.
A good job there by the South Oldham defense, kind of stringing that play out to the sideline.
See where the looks like you're going to spot him about a yard shy of the marker, just between the 40 and 41 yard lines. And so Shelby County has it on their side of the field. Fourth down at about a yard, maybe two.
Let's see if they...
And they keep the offense out here.
See if they try to draw them off sides here.
O'Hare from the shotgun. That's exactly what they try to do. Now he'll get a signal from Edwards.
They're going to call a timeout.
And a timeout as the whistle blows here. On fourth down and one, Todd Shipley decides, you know, we're just going to try and discuss what's the best option here. They do have a great punter, Josh Edwards. Their defense played outstanding in the first half, but has given up two quick scores to South Oldham to start the second half. So on fourth down and one, Shipley and his staff, along with the players, out in a huddle here near the 40-yard line, talking this one over.
And this is a tough spot. Do you play the field position game and let your defense go back on the field and get a stop? They played so well in the first half.
To me, that's what you do here. After they've turned you over and had good field position, you take your chances with the defense that's played well, has tackled well, and, you know, it's the difference of giving them the ball at the Rockets 40 or 41 as opposed to perhaps somewhere, you know, back inside of their own 20. But they bring the offense out on fourth and one. Colin O'Hare, quarterback for Shelby County, takes the snap, gives to Moorhead up the middle, and he is going to be right at the marker. Boy, oh boy, they spot this. Looks like the far side official got him a spot good enough for the first. And it is. Gutsy call by Coach Todd Shipley and offensive coordinator Nick Edwards, but Caleb Moorhead, the determined running back, able to get just enough to pick up the first down and keep this drive going for the Rockets here in the third quarter with 5:02 left to play in the quarter. Keon Stone comes in motion to the near side. They're going to let O'Hare get back to the line of scrimmage. O'Hare indecisive on the pitch, and you can tell that he's still making the adjustment of getting used to playing with this first team.
Not an easy job to come in cold off the bench and run a fluid offense. So, credit to Colin O'Hare right now for getting him a couple first downs. And we'll see how he progresses through the rest of this ball game.
Got an injured South Oldham Dragon down on the field, 64. Darren Weathers is a key member of that defense, an anchor in the middle of the defensive line, kind of hobbling off the field over to the visitor bench. With 4:35 to go, Rockets leading 20-19. Feels like a very different ball game now as opposed to what we saw in the first half of play, which was dominated by the Rockets. O'Hare comes back on second down and nine, takes the snap, going to keep it, pitch it now to Stone. It's on the ground. Stone picks it up, going to try to get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll actually get about a yard. Let's make sure and see where they spot him, but he took a hit out of bounds. Now he pops up. O'Hare still trying to make that adjustment. He pitched it a little bit out in front of Keon Stone. Keon Stone going to come out of the game here with a know if this is an injury. Yeah, it looks like just an injury timeout. So now two Rocket offensive players out of the game with apparent injuries. Drain out, Keon Stone out, and here's third down and nine. Connor Dean comes in for Stone. Here's the snap. O'Hare drops back, going to throw the screen to Davis. Cuts across the field, now all the way over to the far sideline, makes a man miss, has the first down as he has run out of bounds. And I'll tell you what, when in doubt, get it in the hands of your playmakers in space. Brandon Davis is that man.
And they had him there probably 2 yards shy of the first down, and Davis made one move and hit that speed burst to the outside and was picked up the first down.
Great effort by Davis, the senior receiver, having quite the night here. Picks up the first down in Dragon territory with 4:05 left to go here in the third. They spot him at the 44-yard line, first and 10 Rockets. Colin O'Hare in the shotgun. Connor Dean comes in motion. He pitches it to Dean here to the near side. He's got a block, trying to get upfield. He'll have the first down out of bounds. And, boy, that was a good pitch there from O'Hare in stride as he hit Connor Dean coming in motion. And another first down run for Shelby County.
And two excellent blocks on the outside by Keyshawn Catlin and Brandon Davis. You cannot, it goes unmentioned so many times, but what allowed that play to happen was that blocking on the outside.
Shelby County has the ball at the 31 of South Oldham. 3:57 left to play in the third. Colin O'Hare, the junior quarterback, sends Davis in motion. Give this to Moorhead, hits his own man up the middle before being brought down in the second level by number 12, John Downing. Caleb Moorhead ran so hard up the middle, he ran into his own guy who was 4 or 5 yards upfield.
Let's get out of the way.
And that'll bring up second down and four from just inside the 25.
And you're starting to see Colin O'Hare settle in. You see this offense moving down the field.
They're in range for Josh Edwards again, although they'd like to try to punch one in the end zone. Going to give to Moorhead up the middle. Moorhead out close to the first down marker. They'll wave the clock to be stopped. It looks like he's just short. Well, and I'm wrong for the first time tonight. He picks up the first down, and so Shelby County driving here late in the third quarter, leading 20-19. O'Hare in the gun. Three wideouts to the near side of the formation. Going to keep it. Now run upfield. Fakes the pitch inside the 10. He was a little hesitant on keeping the pitch, but he took it, ran it, and had a lot of room here on this near sideline as he gets the first down. And now, boy, this is not good. You see a lineman down here for Shelby County, and dare I say it's, I believe, the senior center, Hayden Tedford, laying at the 20-yard line. Didn't see what happened. Just kind of paying attention to the action here on the outside with O'Hare, but I believe it's Hayden Tedford, number 56. Daniel Glass is the next man up at that position. In fact, had filled in nicely earlier in the year when Tedford went out with a concussion for a few weeks in the early goings of this season. Tedford going to be leaned forward and still being tended to, but, 249 here, B, with Shelby County down inside the five-yard line. Colin O'Hare kind of finding some rhythm.
He is, and you've seen him settle into this ball game, and once this offense gets flowing a little bit, you can put a guy like Colin O'Hare in there, and he's a capable runner, and he's a capable of getting the ball in hands of Brandon Davis, the hands of Caleb Moorhead.
He's so raw coming off the bench. He almost didn't want to run that one. He thought he was supposed to make the pitch, but then he looked ahead, and he no one in front of him. Picks up the first down. It's first and goal, Shelby County, from the 5-yard line. Clock running under 2:49 left to go. O'Hare in the gun, sends Davis in motion. Gonna keep it as he leans forward. He'll actually pick up a gain of about one on the play. And a helmet comes off of a Shelby County. No, that's a South Oldham player, so they'll stop the clock to get Darren Weathers out of the game. By rule, has to sit out of play if your helmet comes off. 2:20 on the clock, and it'll be second down and goal from about the four-yard line. They'll send Catlett out to the far side. Moorhead lined up directly behind Colin O'Hare in the shotgun. Here's the give to Moorhead up the middle in a scrum. It gets down to about the two-yard line before being whistled dead.
That is a big defensive front for the South Oldham Dragons.
And here comes Hayden Tedford back into the game for Shelby County as he sat out two plays. Clock running here with under 1:30 to go. In the third quarter, Shelby County leading 20-19. And it's third down and goal from the two. Colin O'Hare, the junior backup quarterback, running this offense at the moment, takes the shotgun snap, gives to Moorhead up the middle, bounces off a defender and into the end zone for the touchdown.
What a job by Colin O'Hare to come in cold off the bench in his own territory and lead this offense down the field for a score.
It was rocky to start, but the skilled players around him and the offensive line rallied around Colin O'Hare on that drive, capped off by a two-yard touchdown run by junior fullback Caleb Moorhead, and the Rockets make it 26 points. Here's Edwards for the extra point. His kick on the way is good, and so Shelby County with 1:13 left to go in the third leads 27-19 over South Oldham. This is high school football on WXLN.
Get down to your local Kubota dealer today. Jacoby Sales, where the deals have never been hotter on new Kubota tractors. Now you can get low payments for up to 60 months with 0% APR, zero down, incredible customer instant rebates, and a 6-year limited powertrain warranty on the new BX, BL, and MX tractors. There have never, ever been deals like these. Now through December 31st, 2016, call 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or go to your authorized Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales and Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Shelby County leading 27-19 here as a kickoff goes for a nice return. Keenan Johns gets it out to the 30-yard line for South Oldham. And the Dragons will start first and 10 from there, trailing by 8 with 1:06 to go in the third. Drew Zabby comes out with this Dragon offense. Hot lines up with a wide out to the far side of the formation. Dragons now put three running backs in the backfield in a wishbone formation. Zalby under center, takes the snap and hands it off. Here's, let's see, that's the running back number four, Brandon Ellsbury. Comes to the near side for a short gain, about two, maybe three.
A good sign for the Rocket defense there. You see five blue jerseys get up from that pile, run into the football, getting that ball carrier to the ground.
2 yard gain on first down makes it second and 8. Clock running here now under a minute to go in the third. Seen some variations of the wishbone offense, and now they'll line up the freshman Keaton Martin in the backfield, and he is going to spring free on a pass here over to Peyton George. He's off to the races inside the 10. And South Oldham punches in a long touchdown pass. Peyton George goes the distance.
A little play action.
68-yard touchdown pass from Zalby to George. And just like that, South Oldham answers here before the end of the third quarter. 27-25 with 15 seconds left. see what South Oldham elects to do here. They can go for the two-point conversion, and that's what it appears is taking place. They'll huddle the offense and try a two-point conversion. Three wideouts to the far side of the formation. Man goes in motion. They're going to give it to Martin. No, this is a keep. The pitch to Bolden on the outside is going to fail. Boy, oh boy, Shelby County rallied to the football there and holds the two-point conversion and the lead for this Rocket football team. 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. We'll keep it here for the break coming up here at the end of the quarter. A 27-25 score. And, wow.
And you see the South Oldham offense finally start to get its rhythm. They run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, and then they come up and sneak a play-action pass on you. And you know, that's
wide open.
That's tough as a safety to not want to come down and make the play on that run play. You just got to be disciplined back there.
Not even to the fourth quarter yet, and we've got ourselves pretty competitive game between the Dragons and Rockets is exactly what we expected to see coming into this competition tonight. Shelby leading by two here with 15.6 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Deep to return, Davis and Keon Stone. Here's the kick. Davis lines up to return it, but he'll catch it in the end zone for a touchback. Breaks the huddle here as they'll send Stone and James Bradley here to the near side of the formation. Wouldn't shock me to see a screen here to Davis. It's going to be an option pitch to Davis here to the near sideline. He'll try and take a left turn and go back across field. And if he turns the burners on, he can do it. He cuts back to this side of the field. Cuts up at the 38. He'll be brought down at the 40. And, my goodness, he might have run 60 or 70 yards to get about 20.
And when he initially caught that pitch, there was nowhere to go.
He was in the backfield for a loss and decided, hey, the left side of the field is more open than the right. I'll just take it around the around that side. And, boy, for a second, he brought fans to their feet. And as he does every time he touches it, he's got a chance in the open field to go to the house. But he's brought down at the 40, a first down run for Davis as the third quarter comes to a close. The Rockets and Dragons and a good old good one here from Robert Doyle Stadium. Shelby leading South Oldham 27-25. We'll step away. This is high school football on WXLN.